My name is Roma Lou Nee Kickett. I was born at Badling Mission in 1936. I went to the Cool Brew Club when I was about 17, and I was there for about 3 to 4 years, and that was a good years too. And then ended up getting married. The year was there was 53, 54, 55, 56. So going that time at the Cool Brew Club till I got married.
So what was important about the old Cool Brew Club dances?
They're very important because those days we weren't allowed to go anywhere. We were sort of restricted where we were supposed to go, and you weren't allowed to go to pubs or clubs. So they formed the Cool Brew, and that's where we used to go a lot. I used to go every Friday nights, meet up with all our friends, and I used to look forward to that because after you're working for 5 days a week, Friday night come, you go to the dance. Yeah.
What kind of work were you doing during the week?
What type of work? Yeah. I used to work at the egg marketing board, and because we used to board with white people, because no, having people at houses those days, it's just after that Ames West had houses for Aboriginal people. And so we boarded with white people, especially Irish people, and we boarded Subiaco. And I used to catch the tram to work, get off George Street and get into where I used to work.
When did you start going to the Cool Brew Club dances?
I was 17. You just after turned 16, going on 17, and I used to look forward to the dance because that's the only thing we had. And we used to go every Friday nights, get dressed up or whatever. And that was really important to us because that's the only thing we had going for us.
Who was playing the music then?
The music was played, we had a white lady playing the piano. My brother used to play the drums and the sax, and that's all we had. But it was good music. We used to have the dance there, and that was really good. Then there was no alcohol allowed, and then we had a cup of tea and coffee and biscuits if we wanted that.
And where was the dance?
Oh, the dance was held at Stirling Street and Braille Hall in Stirling Street there in the corner. It was only a small place, but it was big enough to hold a dance. And we had chairs all around, no tables. And there were small kids that used to come in with their mums and dads. And it was really good. Everyone behaved themselves. And so everyone got on with their job and did the dance. And we really enjoyed ourselves with the dances.
Did you know how to dance already, or did you learn?
I didn't know how to dance. So when I had cousins, you know, they were blokes, so I used to get them to teach me how to dance. And we also had dancing teachers coming in to show us how to dance. And so I soon went that way. And my cousin, you know, there used to be two of them, and they're not here anymore now, but they're the one who learnt me how to dance too. Yeah.
What were some of the dances that you did?
Oh, we loved the old barn dance and the okey pokey. That was the main ones. Then we might add Pride of Erin. Used to like the waltz, Gay Gordon, Gypsy Tap, or some of the others, or the Belita Waltz. That's right. And that was all the dance we learnt, yeah.
Who were the people organising the dances?
I think it was the ones on the committee did that. And they used to put in the front, they used to have what dancers had come up next on the board. So you know what was going on. And that was really good. So people knew how to dance. They were very good dancers there. Really, really good. Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to say about the dancers or about the Coolbrew League?
That dance was really... Because when my brother, he was there, he died when he was very young, age 27. And so it fell apart for a while, the Coolbrew, but then they picked up and had the dances. They had also gone to country towns like Katanning, Narrage, and just Northam, I think it was. That was very good. But I think only for the Coolbrew Club, we would have been stuck, you know, didn't have nowhere to go. And so that was really, really the best thing that ever happened to us.